Good morning and welcome to the Bulldog Sports Update. I'm Rob Bentley. The Ferris State University men's and women's basketball squads will take part in the 2021 GLIAC tournament starting this week. The Bulldog women are the number 9 overall seed and will visit 8th seeded Parkside on Tuesday for a first round game with tip-off set for 4 p.m. Eastern Time in Kenosha, Wisconsin. We'll have the live coverage for you right here on Sunny 97.3 FM, starting with pregame coverage at 3:30 p.m. With a win, the Bulldogs would advance to the league quarterfinals on Thursday in Westville, Indiana. Meanwhile, the men's squad earned a first-round bye as the 4th seed and will square off against 5th-seeded Ashland in the quarterfinal round on Thursday at 3:15 p.m. Eastern Time in Hammond, Indiana. The semifinals for both the men and women are on Friday evening with the championship game set for Sunday in Indiana. Both tournaments will be hosted by Purdue Northwest. We'll have live coverage of both teams throughout the tournament. This past weekend, the Bulldog men's team earned a league road split versus league champion Wayne State on the road, posting an 84-71 win on Friday before a 70-68 setback in a close game on Saturday. The women's team also battled the Warriors in two tight games at Jimwick Arena, suffering a 48-47 setback on Friday, followed by a 59-54 decision on Saturday in the regular season finale. Bulldog hockey played its final home game of the year on Friday night, dropping a 4-2 decision to 18th-ranked Lake Superior State at the Ava Glavin Ice Arena. The two teams wrap up the regular season and the split series this Saturday at 3:07 p.m. in Sault Ste. Marie. Harrison Watt will have all the live action right here on your Voice of the Bulldogs starting at 2:30 p.m. Ferris State softball took part in the Blue Bridge Classic over the weekend in Owensboro, Kentucky, sweeping Lake Erie and Cedarville in Friday's action before a pair of close setbacks to Quincy and Trevecca Nazarene on Saturday before rain canceled Sunday's action. The Bulldogs are now 6-3 overall and will start GLIAC play at home on March 24th. Ferris State volleyball had a road sweep over the weekend, topping Lake Superior State 3-0 in back-to-back matches on Friday and Saturday in the Sioux. The 3-1 Bulldogs are back at home this weekend, hosting Ashland on Friday at 5 p.m. and Saturday at 3 p.m. The Bulldog men's and women's tennis teams both were in action as well over the weekend, each topping Hope College on the road in shutout fashion 7-0 on Saturday before taking on Hillsdale in Sunday's action, where the women's team notched a big regional win 4-3 over the Chargers. Meanwhile, the Bulldog track and field squads both had several strong performances at the GLIAC Indoor Championships over the weekend in University Center as each finished 7th in the final league standings. For tickets, scores, merchandise, video, and more, along with complete results, you can visit ferrisstatebulldogs.com. Stay tuned this week for all the action of postseason basketball for both the men and the women right here on the Bulldog Sports Network. Reporting for the Voice of the Bulldogs, Sunny 97.3 FM, I'm Rob Bentley.